Real Moments in Tech History, brought to you by Technorama.
Now let's see.
Mr. Watson, come here. I want you.
Sir, I can hear the words. I hear your words.
Wait, watch out for that cord.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Welcome to Technorama. This is show number 94 for March 23rd, 2006. Technorama is the show that's more fun than putting a 9-volt battery across your braces. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi, and the man passing out batteries to all the little teenagers, my co-host, Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm good. I've only got two left. You want one?
We're having way too much fun tonight.
Yep.
Coming up in tonight's show, we've got a talk with the Technorama fan, Jeep and Dave. When I was out in Colorado a couple of days ago, talked to him, got some good information. We've got some information on Doctor Who.
Who?
And a veritable potpourri of stuff.
Smells good in here.
Stick around. We'll have more after our usual segment.
And we'll get rid of that nice sweet smell.
Is that cranberry? On this day in tech history for March 23rd, 2006. This is March 23rd. It's the 82nd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 283 days remaining in 2006. It was on this date in 1806, after traveling through the Louisiana Purchase and reaching the Pacific Ocean, explorers Lewis and Clark and their Corps of Discovery begin their arduous journey home. Elisha Otis's first elevator is installed at 488 Broadway, New York City, on this date in 1857. And in 1903, the Wright brothers apply for their patent on their invention of one of the first successful airplanes after much hard work. The NS Savannah, the first nuclear-powered cargo passenger ship, was launched on this date in 1962 as a showcase for Dwight D. Eisenhower's Atoms for Peace initiative. NASA launches Gemini 3, the United States' first two-man space flight, on this date in 1965, with crew Gus Grissom and John Young. And on this date in 1983, President Ronald Reagan makes his initial proposal to develop the Strategic Defense Initiative, or SDI, also termed Star Wars, the technology to intercept enemy missiles. Stanley Pons and Martin Fleischman announced cold fusion at the University of Utah on this date in 1989. And on this date in 1989, a 1,000-foot diameter near-Earth asteroid misses the Earth by only 400,000 miles. And in 2001, the Russian Mir space station is disposed of, breaking up in the atmosphere before falling into the southern Pacific Ocean near Fiji. Happy birthday on this date in 1749 to Pierre Simon de Laplace, the French mathematician and astronomer. English geologist William Smith was born on this date in 1769. and a man key to the development of rocket technology, Wernher von Braun, was born on this date in 1912. Finally, happy birthday in 1937 to Craig Breedlove, the American land speed record holder. And don't forget, today is International Day of Meteorology. Shake a weatherman's hand. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for March 23rd, 2006.
Hello, this is Kyan Chris Conroy from the Tech Diff... Sorry, do that one more time. Hello, this is Kyan Chris Conroy from the Technical Difficulties Podcast, and you're listening to Chuck Tomasi on ChuckChat.com.
Craig?
Yes, sir.
I don't think Craig Breedlove is the land speed record holder anymore. Didn't Thrust SST go faster than him?
It seems like I remember... We talked about that one time on the show, I think.
I think...
That somebody broke it.
Yeah, they did. Thrust SST was, what, a while ago. So, I think Wikipedia's out of date, myself.
It may be. You know, I remember we talked about that on the show or something, but, you know, we've done 94 shows. Come on. I don't know. It seems like we talked about that one time.
We have people coming up with ideas I think are new that we've already done.
But that name does sound familiar.
I know Craig Breedlove was the land speed record holder. Anyway, let's get some mail.
You got okay, mail. Go.
That's all I got.
Play that again.
You know what that is?
Yeah, play it again.
You got mail.
Is that one of your daughters?
No, that just happened to be in that pool of mail thingies I got.
Okay.
First one's from Yan Scott. I have to remember to say that right.
Yan.
No, it's Yan.
Is it really?
I asked. Yes, I did.
I stand corrected.
You have to with that name. Could be Jan, could be Jan. Now it's Yan. Yan says, Chuck, glad to hear you're enjoying the new series of Doctor Who, but the original series did not start in the 50s, but the 60s.
That's right.
Well, my response was, if it's older than me, I can't count that well. Sucks to be a dinosaur.
Some black veiled area before my time.
The first episode was aired on November 23rd, 1963, the day after JFK died. Oh! So much for your grasp of tech history. Ooh. Oh, ow. It stings.
You feel slighted. Or do you?
I think this series is by far the best ever. The production values are excellent and the plot line's excellent. To catch up on the older versions, limited by low budgets, and see the new series to come, go to bbc.co.uk/Doctor Who. And make sure you spell Doctor with D-O-C-T-O-R. Don't abbreviate D-R.
That's right.
And explore for a while. You won't be able to access it all. There are some limitations, your poor folk not living here in the UK, but it's still a fine sight. As to the IT crowd, I think you mentioned that. I haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. I think he's referring to you, Craig. I watched the first three episodes and gave up in disgust. I'm not
you
sure.
Know what?
How do you say that name? Puerile?
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 Is the nicest comment I could make on it. Oh, puerile.
Oh, okay.
You want great British humor? Go see Wallace and Gromit and the Were-Rabbit and really enjoy a laugh. And you can let the children watch it too.
Yes, and you know what? I did take my son to go see that in the theater. I liked it. The Wallace and Gromit. But you know what? I'm just that kind of weird kind of guy. Sometimes shows like IT Crowd, I don't know, I just kind of like. I didn't say it was great. I didn't say it was an awesome show.
You know, I liked it.
I wouldn't say it ranks up there with, you know, I don't know.
It either ranks up there or it ranks.
Well, I mean, I just like it because it's just one of those, you know, you just kind of turn your mind off. Some of it relates to stuff you've done in IT. Some of it doesn't at all. But you know what? I do say... that it has somebody's paying attention because they have like on the door, they have EFF.org stickers on it.
Yep.
And MP3 is not a crime. You know, they have the guy had the t-shirt, the first show, the one guy had the t-shirt on it said RTFM on it. I was like, I told my wife what that meant. And she went, oh, He didn't realize what RTFMM stood for. But anyway, that's, I don't know, that's the kind of thing I like about it.
We have an audio comment also about Doctor Who.
Okay.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Hello, Chuck and Craig. This is James Norton from the UK. I was very pleasantly surprised to hear on your last episode of Technorama that you were talking about Doctor Who. It's great that it's finally made it across the pond to you guys in America. It was first broadcast here in the UK in March of last year, and we're looking forward to Series 2. Which is rumoured to be coming out sometime in April. So those of you savvy on BitTorrent will be looking forward to that, I'm sure. I mean, I do a Doctor Who podcast called Doctor Who Podshock, which you can find over at podshock.net, with a couple of American chaps, and they saw the first series via BitTorrent and loved it. I think you guys are in for a real treat. I know the first episode, Rose, isn't the best. I mean, it's good, but it's not as good as it could have been, I think. But the rest of the series really does pick up. It really does get a lot better. So if you liked episodes 1 and 2, you'll love the rest of the series, I promise you. Stick with it. You're going to find it fantastic. Because I know that you guys are big sci-fi fans like myself, because I've been listening to Technorama for ever such a long time now. I just want to congratulate you guys and say what a superb job you do with it. And, you know, it's such a hilarious program. I love the start with your little skits and everything. And it's so informative as well and good fun. It does make me giggle. So I'd love to hear what you and your listeners think about Doctor Who. Do listen to our podcast over at podshock.net. And please do send us your feedback, which can be sent to feedback@podshock.net. We'd love to hear what people who are kind of foreign to Doctor Who, have never seen it before, think about the new series. We really do look forward to that. So keep up the great work, guys, and hopefully I'll hear from you soon. Ta-ra!
Cheers!
Yeah, thanks, James. Man, I'm a little speechless after all the praise.
Don't no, let cool. it go to your head.
No. Hold on a second. Here you go. All right. You know what? I still haven't finished that 2 hour Doctor Who that's on the TiVo. But you know what? After between what you've said and what James has said, I'm gonna invest the time in this series since I don't have BSG.
I'm really looking forward to the next one, except I won't be here Friday night.
Hey, that's what BitTorrent's for, buddy.
No, I've got a TiVo. It'll be waiting for me when I get home. It's just gonna take like 6 days for me to get home.
What a shame. That means I'll have to post some spoilers to you.
And I did start listening to Podshock. I downloaded the latest one and started listening to it. Very good. Enhanced AAC. He's got pictures and everything.
I'll go subscribe then. Cool.
Warning, Will Robinson. It is a longer podcast. Typically between an hour and a half. The last one is 2 hours. But you know what? With chapter markers, I don't mind so much. It's very interesting. I'm glad they did that.
Well, I'll give it a go.
Oi. Oh, wait a minute. That was too soon. I'm messing up again. But welcome to Technorama. One more email. In a hurry for some reason tonight. One more email from Adam Larson. We were talking about names that could be confused, and we were talking about Horse Race or Metal Band. And yeah. I pulled Queensryche out of thin air. He writes back, okay, this may sound a bit 80s, but I dig the Queensryche reference in the last show. I didn't listen to Queensryche in the 80s.
You didn't listen to Queensryche? Everybody heard that one. What was that one song that they had? It was Pink Floyd-ish.
In fact, I even do some work for Queensryche, so I feel the need to promote the fact that Operation Mindcrime 2 is coming out next month. The album is great. Go buy it on April 4th, 2006. They're still producing. That's impressive.
Yeah, actually, I do know that they came out with an album. Was it a couple years ago that I was the newest one I knew of? Cool. I'm scared to say anything on the show anymore. You're going to stick it in one of the sweepers.
I say things on purpose to be in the sweepers.
It works perfectly. It was easy enough. Bam. Connected. And you don't need a PC to do it. I did it all with the remote control.
I'm certain about that.
What is this? Well, I'm game. I'll try it. I tried to do large. I did the small and the medium ones. No problem. Smooth as silk.
Smooth as silk.
Yeah, baby.
It's time for the shout out to the chat room.
Ah!
Every time I say a name, you scream. East Bay Ann. Ah! Jeep and Dave. Ah! Kale. Lance. Marv. Mark Shepard. Missing Intellect. Yeah. Rattlehead. Yeah. Welcome, Rattlehead. I don't know that I recognize the name. Smack. No, I almost said Smack Jack. It's Sam Jack, which we really know as George Starcher in disguise. Not in drag, in disguise. Scafey. Craig is there. Stingray 42. Tim Elliott. Victor, and rounding out our top 20 is
Zaldu.
You, like you couldn't guess. He's always. I'm just going to leave that one open.
You know, I'm going to log in as ZZZZZ one time. So I just.
I'm going to log in as at.
Yeah.
Hey, I also want to give a shout out to whoever dropped the donation in the tip jar on the website. Thank you very much. You've paid for part of the bandwidth for this month.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait, wait. You know, we've gotten donations two shows in a row. Where's my cut?
You're listening to it.
Wait a minute. I think total in the last year we've gotten, what, a handful of donations?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm listening to it. God.
And a special thanks to the generous in-person cash contribution from Jeep and Dave while I was in Colorado earlier this week.
I bought your dinner?
No, I bought him dinner, so he gave me a contribution because he didn't have to pay for dinner. Like, I wasn't going to use this $5 anyway.
Yeah.
Here's a McDonald's gift certificate. Can you use it for bandwidth?
Yeah. Hey, it's good for a Happy Meal. A toy.
And as everybody knows who has listened to this show before, we're a few fries short of a Happy Meal. Yeah. Ba-dum-tsh. Don't have it handy, but you can put the rim shot in there.
That's right.
And don't forget, show 101 is coming up. This is 94, so we've got roughly, what, 7 shows left. I can still do math. And we want your audio clips. I've got about 4 or 5 of them. We're going to intersperse them in show 101 with whatever content we can come up with. So
four or five. Hey, that's more downloads than we get in a month. Something I'm adding up.
Shh, I think Lenny's one of them.
We need to call Lenny. We haven't talked to him in a while.
We haven't talked to Lenny. I think he's gone famous on us since the Christmas show.
Yeah. Well, we'll catch up with him here soon.
This is Tornado Tim, Storm Chaser from Greeley, Colorado, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
In the news department. Oh, wait.
There we go.
In the news department, this is... I was... Before the
this
show
just
started...
In. Mars Orbiter, ready for action.
We were screwing around. On this trip to Colorado, we ran into a morning newscaster on the television who had that picture-perfect newscaster hair and had a newscaster name, and it made me think that maybe the podcast could be a little more newsy if we changed our names. So instead of Chuck Tomasi, which nobody can pronounce when they first read it, or Craig Stepp, in which case nobody can spell it, we would be, this is Technorama with Chuck Morris and Craig White.
Hello, and I'm very white.
And I'm getting Hello. Google hits for Chuck Norris. So if you're looking for a roundhouse kick to your iPod, you've come to the right place.
And now in polo news. I'm kidding.
On with the news. Space.com.
It's slow going in the country club today.
That has nothing to do with tech.
No. Anyway, you know, the other week, was it last March 10th, the new Mars orbiter was supposed to go into orbit around Mars.
Yes.
And they kept saying, we're going to make an announcement this afternoon. I was like, okay. And you know what? Somehow it slipped me, but I see that it's there and it's ready to go.
Is it on the surface?
It's not on the surface. It's an orbiter, man.
Oh, that means it goes around, right?
That's right.
Okay. Orbit.
Yeah, they're doing some air braking or something like that, but they're also taking some images. It's supposed to have a really high-resolution camera, and if I'm not mistaken, it should be able to show, I'm not sure how clear, but it's supposed to show objects the size of like a picnic table.
There are no picnic tables on Mars.
You don't know that yet. Have you been there?
When they get Elvis, I'll believe.
Hey, you know, I was trying to remember the face on Mars.
Yes. The supposed face on Mars?
Yeah. I mean, that thing looked pretty good, but I wonder whatever happened to that. Did they ever take some more pictures of that? Because you never heard anything else about it.
Yes, they did. They went back a few years later with a higher res camera, and it turned out to just look like a mountain range. They said, look, when you focus this thing, it looks much better.
Turn the little dial and, hey, see, now you can see.
Hacks and strange stories. That's the only sound effect I could come up with.
That's the only sound effect? Okay.
All right, here.
Yeah, I found this how-to on how to put TV on your iPod automatically.
I like this. I took a look at this. I'm going to definitely try it out.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, the reason I put that in there is because we've had so much talk about, you know, Audigory Knot or I Spit or whatever that shrink or whatever that is.
Brogdonabian Bards.
Yeah. The DeLorean calendar. Anyway, so... I thought I'd put this in there because it looked like a pretty good how-to from when I saw it the other day.
I'm going to try it out, complete with a crontab entry thing.
And another follow-up is, you know, I did preface this by saying I wasn't too sure, and they were looking into it, about Futurama coming back for another season of 26 shows.
And?
Nada. Nah, but... However, from what I understand, they're going to make 4 movies. So instead of getting 26 little shows, you know, you get 4 movies. Which I think that's directly to DVD as well. So I'm down with that. I can do that.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. As long as they're not 30 minutes. Like an hour and a half of Futurama.
Also in the strange but true category, Dr. Phil Clark.
So tell me your feelings on this, Chuck.
Picture of a tank. This is a very strange tank. It's something you would expect to see in the strange but true section of eBay. This is on Amazon. The JL422 Badonkadonk. I can't even say that. Badonkadonk.
Wait a minute.
Badonkadonk.
Do you know what that is? Tank.
It looks like it's off of Star Wars.
Yeah. Return of the Jedi, man.
That's what I thought. It looked like it was from the sand scene. $19,995.95. I'm glad they kept it under 20 grand, or otherwise I would have had a problem with the loan.
It looks like one of those little small skiff-looking things that was hanging around with Jabba the Hutt.
What is this doing on Amazon and not on eBay?
They do. Don't they do bids on Amazon, too?
I like the features. Carries cargo or crew of up to 5 internally or on the roof. Piloted from within the armored shell or from an exposed standing position through the hatch. 6 horsepower Tecumseh gasoline engine, top speed 40 miles an hour. Includes head/tail and turn signal lights, trim and underbody lighting. It's street legal!
Hey, I wonder how that'd be pretty good for my commute to work.
400-watt premium sound with PA system plus interior and external camera. My favorite is the comments on this thing.
So when you're cruising at 40 miles per hour, at least you can hear the tunes.
That's true. This tank, R-O-C-K-S, literally the 400-watt sound system, keeps me rocking like a crazy man as I'm dishing out the Justice Commando style. Wow. Crazy. I just can't say enough. And the kids love it, too. Imagine the look of terror in the eyes of the enemy as I'm dropping off my kids' team to their soccer game. Shock and awe, my friends. Shock and awe.
Or the terror in your wife's eyes when you bring it home.
Someone's getting the couch.
You spent, what? 20 grand?
Well, as I mentioned, I did a little traveling earlier this week. I went to Boulder, Colorado on a business trip. And while there, I was met by the wonderful Dave, whose name last name shall remain anonymous for now.
Jeep.
It's Jeep and Dave. And he was kind enough to join us for dinner. And while chatting away, we gathered some stories and had some very interesting discussion. This is a snippet of those stories. So enjoy, and if we're in your neighborhood, stop by, and if you've got anything interesting to say, we might just record it.
All right, I am sitting here with Jeep and Dave of Chuck Chat Chat Room fame. And he was just telling us a story about your dad worked at NASA?
Lockheed.
All right.
There. Speak into the microphone. That'll catch your voice.
And a lot of other voices. He worked at Lockheed?
We worked at Lockheed in
the late '60s.
Early '60s, Mountain View, California, and worked in the.
I have a copy signed here, and you're all set. You guys have a good night, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Hope you don't mind being on the podcast.
worked in the area where they built a lot of the
engine parts and things.
I think it was a lot of the wiring for the Apollo missions.
Okay.
And then worked on into satellite surveillance and the first satellite pictures coming back from spy satellites. And we worked with Kodak for a long time to get the film to be fast enough. They used to run it so fast through the machine in the satellite that the last 20 feet would come out almost liquid because it was so hot.
Oh my goodness.
It was melting the film.
Up in space.
Mm-hmm.
So they would launch these satellites, they'd go up and take a series of pictures and then crash down and they go recover the film?
Actually, what they would do is the satellite would throw the canister of film out and they would track it back into the atmosphere and catch it with an airplane and have it develop before they got to the ground.
So was it a one-use satellite?
I think they had multiple cartridges in it. And so it would reload another cartridge of film and start taking pictures again.
And you were saying some of those pictures were used for the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Cuban Missile Crisis. They get a picture every 30 minutes of how many more bolts were in the stanchions for the missiles.
Oh my goodness.
And
that type of resolution 40 years ago. That's amazing.
One time Dad told me that they were taking just regular photos just to see what they could get, and every 30 minutes they'd catch another shot, and the first one was of a football stadium.
Uh-huh.
And the next one around they had just a picture of the huddle, and the next picture when they came around another 30 minutes was just the picture of the guy, the kicker's shoe, the punter's shoe, and you just count the laces on his shoe.
Now how come Google Maps can't do that?
Because those satellite photos are still classified. So, but that, you know, the amazing part is that was in the early 60s, and imagine what they see today.
Yeah.
It's just beyond belief for me. I know when my uncle worked, kept working for Lockheed, he got on into the shuttle program, and they started putting up all kinds of satellites and stuff. And one of them, my dad says, well, what can you tell us about it? He said, well, what I can tell you is that we can track a golf ball hit by a 9-iron and read the brand name off of it before it hits the ground. And that was like 1984. So,
wow.
It just blows me away what they must be able to do now.
Yeah?
Especially when that's what he could tell us.
Now, you were also saying your dad had what type of clearance?
Security clearance Q, the highest security clearance you can get in our country.
And what did that mean for you and your family?
Well, it meant that our telephone was tapped all the time, and that me as a kid, not realizing it, has basically Secret Service that followed me everywhere I went in case I got kidnapped. They knew who would do it. They already had their eyes on the right people that would even come close to doing such a thing. So,
did they nab anybody before they got to you?
Not that I know of.
Well, you didn't know they were there.
Right. I didn't know they were there, so.
When did you find out?
Probably a good 8 years after we had moved away from that area. And so.
That's pretty scary stuff. That's amazing. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Patrick Norton from DL.TV and Twit, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
Many thanks, Dave. Hey, really appreciate it. Good stories. There were a few other things that I didn't have the iRiver running the whole time. That was sort of a condensed version. But
have you
the general
learned
idea.
Nothing in the last year?
Run the iRiver all the time?
Yeah.
And edit for half of your lifetime?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a treat.
All right. I'll let you slide then.
We're going to do a quick Geek Thoughts and round this show out pretty soon.
Yep.
Geek Thoughts.
If the page in the manual says, "This page intentionally left blank," then it's not blank anymore.
Thought that one up in church. Thought it was pretty funny then. Guess I wasn't paying attention to the sermon. I'm going straight to hell for that one. You know what that sound means? Skype is giving us some grief. This is where I do the soft shoe. Hey, we're coming to the end of the show anyway. Maybe we can finish out without Craig. Nah, he'll call back in a second. Let's do a crank call. Ready?
Well, thank you for calling the mortuary. May I help you?
Can I get back in on the show, please?
Oh, we only take deadbeats here.
Well, here I am.
Show 101 is coming up, and Craig is going to join us for that, too. We want your audio clips. Don't forget to send them to chuckchat@gmail.com. And if you don't have a microphone or you don't want to fool around with recording software, pick up the phone and dial 206-222-CHAT. That's 206-222-2428. We've been saying it for 94 shows and then some. Love to hear from you.
Yes.
You can also email us at the usual places, Chuck or Craig, K-R-E-G at chuckchat.com. If you just want a regular old text message, we'll take accolades and kudos that way as well. We can read those out in show 101. It's coming up in just a few short weeks. Get the ear pump. There's always the website where we've got all the forums and webcam and mailing list and streaming audio. Have we mentioned that lately? That we do have a live stream while we're podcasting? So many of the people in the chat room are listening at this point, which is rather convenient because on show 93 we had a bit of a catastrophe and they were kind enough to stand on their chairs and wave at us as loudly as they could and say, "Hey, we can't hear any of the clips." So we had to start over.
Yeah. So having so a I actually see the stream that saved us.
Yeah, it's as good as having a live audience. There's all that
it
stuff.
It is a live audience. What are you talking about?
Chuckchat.com. We don't know if they're live or not. These could be bots on the other end.
Every one of them's a bot. An IRC bot.
Mark Shepard bot. It's a Hadoop bot. The Victor bot.
Let's see. Shepard. Fridge.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. Find out more at friendsintech.com. Just like the stinger Craig made at the beginning of the show.
And friendsintech.com.
If you haven't joined the land of the intelligent, consider subscribing to the show.
Or go somewhere else for the intelligence.
You won't find any of that here. Tell a friend about Technorama, and we'll love you for life. Or at least for another week.
Well, half a week between shows.
We're ready to get out of here. My family's almost home, and that means I have to be a little quieter now.
What?
Should we have a traditional sign-off?
Yeah, here we go. You ready?
1101. How's that go again?
101.
I love that ethereal feel. Do that again.
101.
I didn't say sing it.
Bye.
Take care, everybody. Till next time. Thanks for listening.
Moon River.